With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump putting the world on notice after the U.S. captured and removed Venezuela's sitting president. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Following the military operation, the president said the U.S. is going to control Venezuela during the transition and said other countries should learn a lesson.
This extremely successful operation should serve as warning to anyone who would threaten American sovereignty or endanger American lives.
Nicolas Maduro and his wife were taken from their home on a military base in the Venezuelan capital and are set to face criminal charges in the United States. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In fact, Maduro has arrived in the U.S. to face those charges. He landed late last night at a small airport in New York following the middle-of-the-night operation that extracted him and his wife. The ouster sparked celebrations on Saturday in many quarters.
Venezuelans living in Doral, Florida, celebrate the capture of President Nicolas Maduro. A similar scene in other cities with a high concentration of Venezuelans who left the country. Florida resident Alejandro Arrieta says she's cautiously optimistic for the future of her homeland.
So excited. We couldn't believe that this was happening. We've been waiting for this for the past, 28 years or so.
There were protests against the U.S. action in some cities in the U.S. and around the world, including this one in Cuba, as well as in Venezuela. I'm Julie Walker.
Iran's supreme leader has addressed the ongoing protests, insisting that, quote, rioters must be put in their place. His comments may signal a move toward a more aggressive approach by authorities. National security advisors from Europe and other allies have discussed security guarantees in Kiev this weekend as the U.S.-led push to end the war in Ukraine intensifies. This is SRN News. President Trump will receive the Israel Prize. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the honor will be awarded later this year, the first time it has ever gone to a foreign leader. In a posting on X, the Israeli government says, quote, this is a historic decision that expresses recognition of President Trump's extraordinary contribution and lasting impact on the Jewish people in Israel and around the world. The president has been a staunch defender of Israel, even as the country came under harsh international criticism following the Hamas terrorist attack in 2023. The commission organizing America's 250th birthday celebration wants to turn it into the country's biggest year for volunteering. But America Gives, the program unveiled last month, will have to revitalize a culture of service that has recently waned. Just 28% of Americans say they volunteered time to a religious or secular charitable organization in 2025, according to an AP NRC poll. This is SRN News. Following the recent renaming of the Kennedy Center to include President Trump's name, several artists canceled performances citing political objections. Rick Grinnell, the Trump Kennedy Center's president, has a message for them.
Shows that were booked under the previous regime saying we don't want to be a part of something that has Donald Trump's name on it. Fine. If you can't perform for conservatives, I don't really think you're an artist. I think artists perform for everyone regardless of how they believe and who they vote for. And so we're getting rid of all these people that want to have some sort of a litmus test to say, I'm only going to perform for people who believe like me.
Grinnell made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Today is Sunday, January the 4th, and on this date in history, 1896, Utah was admitted as the 45th U.S. state, but only after the Mormon Church officially ended the practice of polygamy. This is SRN News.